I am joined in the studio right now by the state championship winning head coach of the Mexico Bulldogs wrestling team, Miguel Adams. Good morning to you, sir.
Morning, Matt.
Well, I wanted to have you in to talk about a couple of things. Everybody's social media has kind of been buzzing around here because it was the Adidas Nationals that took place, I think it was this weekend, right?
Correct.
Now, where was this held at? And tell us a little bit about that first.
It was held in Independence, Kansas City. Actually, we had three high school kids go up and two middle school kids wrestle in it. The three high schoolers were Casey Minter, Watson Asdell, and Grant Van Horn. And all three of them placed. Grant ended up taking second. Watson Asdell took seventh, and Casey Minter took eighth. And then in the middle school division, we had Trevor Cole and Evan Blair. Evan Blair took fifth, and Trevor Cole took third. So we had a really nice weekend for Mexico wrestling up there.
Absolutely. This is definitely a great thing for Mexico wrestling going forward. I also wanted to, it's kind of the off season for wrestling, if there ever is such a thing, but there's always something going on. How are things going with Mexico wrestling right now?
You know, it's nice seeing the kids go out and compete. You know, getting competition is big for the kids, and they're putting in a little off-season work right now, lifting weights and getting a little mat time in. So it's nice to go compete against someone different than your buddies in the wrestling room. So it's nice to see the kids go put it on the line and see what we need to work on and what they're improving on. So it's nice seeing the freshmen kind of taking the lead, and it's nice seeing that the effort that they're putting forth.
I haven't had a chance to visit with you since you've been over to the NCAA tournament, the wrestling tournament. It took place in Detroit, Michigan, and you were on hand once again. One of your former proteges from Mexico wrestling, Britt Wilson, the highly successful Britt Wilson, competing at the NCAAs again this year. How did things go for Britt this year?
You know, Britt, you know, was a four-time NCAA Division I national qualifier. That's huge. You know, a lot of kids go to Division I hoping to qualify once or twice. You know, Britt did it four times, so that's huge. And he was an All-American as a junior. This year he was a senior. And, you know, he was lucky enough to be healthy all 5 years when he was in college. You know, he had a few little minor stuff, but overall he was healthy. And the most important thing is, you know, he's walking out with his degree, you know, come May. So that's huge. Anytime you can get a kid graduating from college and a lot of it paid for, that's huge, you know. So, and got to wrestle on top of it. So, you know, he did a lot of things with a lot of kids couldn't do. You know, he wrestled, went to engineering school, and kept his weight maintained, you know. And so he did a really nice job for made NIU proud and Mexico proud.
Now, you took a trip up there with your buddy from North Cal, as I understand it. How did things go? Vinny Vital, is that right?
Jake Vital.
Jake, I'm sorry.
Yep. So Jake Vital is one of my old coaches, and he coached Britt when he was in high school. And my son, Sinjin, we go every year to the NCAA. So, you know, it was special the last four years getting to go watch Britt wrestle. And, you know, hopefully we still got a few guys wrestling Division I, and we got some more going to wrestle in college next year. So, you know, I'm going regardless, but hopefully I got some reasons to go watch guys, you know, just not just to watch wrestling, watch some of the old Mexico guys wrestling.
Heck yeah. Britt's last year wrestling in college?
Well, it is his last year. He could take another year because of that COVID year, but I think he's decided he wanted to make some money and start working, using his degree and working with his dad and stuff. So it's good to see Britt get out of there and get ready to go to work.
You got a cat in the bag, as I understand it. Can you let that cat out of the bag this morning?
So, you know, we're working on some things, and actually we're working on building one of the best coaching staff in Mexico, you know, so we can make another good run for a state title. You know, I got a really good freshman class that are going to be sophomores, and then, you know, I got some underclassmen. You know, you brought them in a few weeks ago when they were getting ready for the youth state tournament. So we got some good things building. And, you know, the big thing, you know, right now we're working on a few things, and hopefully we got some big news. It's just not one person. It's going to be probably two or three people. So, you know, it's huge for us, and I'm excited for Mexico wrestling, and I know everyone else will be too.
I'm going to call you every morning and say, can you tell me yet? Can you tell me yet, Coach?
Most definitely.
All right. Coach, I appreciate your time. I know you're busy today. You've got lots of meetings to attend to, but I appreciate you taking some time out with us this morning.
Anytime, Matt. I appreciate the time for Mexico Wrestling.